being a believer is not real complicated as long as the fundamentals are right, and that is our heart attitude and our disposition, the way we face inside, is correct. It's not complicated. It's not meant to be. And we're meant to be an encouragement to one another, but that's dependent upon our relationship with the Lord. So this is a good way to remember. So Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4, there's a scripture song. I think he repeated it word for word, but I'm not positive. And look at it. So I'm going to sing it. I'll sing it a couple times. You can sing with me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, I sought the Lord and he heard. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the and let us exalt his name together. Oh, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Last time. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, I sought the Lord. The Psalms of David are so valuable for believers is because they don't gloss over times that are not troubling. And David, because he had a position according to the scriptures, that he was a man after God's own heart. And so his approach to life can be used as an example. And the simplicity of the way in which he would go to God and be honest with his situation and what was happening around him is something that's over the ages been looked at as a pattern for believers. So if God ends up being kind of a mental gymnastic, it doesn't equate to Psalms. The reality of Psalms is that it's from the heart. In other words, it involves everything. It involves all circumstances, it involves all emotions, it involves all passion, it involves all of your mind, it involves everything. And so the Psalms take a position that when we're before God, it's real in a sense that it's real in all facets of our life. And that fundamental is key if we're going to appropriate, grab onto, own for ourselves any of the promises in the Scripture. Otherwise, it's a mental exercise. And David had to walk by faith, just like we do. And he was. He's responsible. through the Holy Spirit working through him for probably more messianic prophecies than any book in the scriptures except for a couple of the prophets. And yet you find him troubled on every side and exasperated, but you also find him extremely joyous and responsive. But consistent was his attitude, even when he messed up toward God. And so it's helpful for us to understand, as a body of believers, we have the right, as children of the Most High God, to relate to each other and to our situations in the same way you see reflected in the Psalms. That seems crazy, but especially when you read some of them, you realize what was at stake. But it's helpful. Now, before I go any further, I ask if Hannah had anything to share. She did. She has a brief testimony. I'd like you to listen to her.